This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
So it's a night to herald in celebration the Queens and Kings of soccer. Bloomington South, a return to the throne for Ian Rickerby's girls after a one-year absence. Dialed in here late season, riding a modest four-game winning streak, all of them shutouts, including that 3-0 win out at Edgewood last week over BNL, making them now 13-4-2. Headed tomorrow night at Jasper at 6 o'clock to take on Evansville Memorial, with obviously hopes of playing for a title on Saturday night and beyond. Evansville Memorial also the opponent for Kevin Sparks' six-ranked fellas, and one makes five. Five consecutive sectional titles, and at 18-1, the Conference Indiana champs headed to BNL on Thursday night, looking for the regional three-peat, and obviously with a loaded senior class, looking for a state berth in a couple of weeks, currently riding a 12-match winning streak, including five consecutive shutouts. It's a South soccer celebration, all purple and white here on a Tuesday night, as we welcome you to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's Sports Bar and Grill, along with our producer, Will Boatman, high atop our One City Center studios downtown. On-site producers, Mike and Joanna Glasscott, and all of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith. And, well, you just can't beat this time of year. The postseason, the 23rd annual IHSAA State Soccer Series. A record number of teams were paired back on September the 23rd. 299 boys teams, a record 266 girls teams. And it's all extra special for Coach Ian Rickerby, whose outstanding senior class rose up with plenty of motivation to continue play as a sectional champion here this fall. And my friend, first of all, welcome to the show. And I tell you, when you have disappointment, and then you have to wait a doggone year, but the girls you've been coaching since they've been freshmen or seniors, and everything comes to fruition. First of all, a hearty congratulations on what has been, and thanks for bringing a great crowd of soccer girls and guys here into Yogi's tonight,
yeah.
Ian.
Yeah,
How about this?
No problem. Thanks very much. I appreciate you having us on, and thanks to Yogi's and Mike and everybody for having us here. It's always fun to come back. I must admit, I missed it last year. I've been pining for a couple of years. We're trying to emulate the boys and get the dynasty going, but we had a bit of a hiccup. So I know that the seniors, especially, and the other girls on the team, like me, were kind of upset for a year ever since our loss to North last year. No credit to them. They beat us fair and square, but it's been smarting a little bit, and we were happy to get a chance to get revenge.
Well, motivation is a big factor, but you knew that you were going to have, as I mentioned, girls that you have coached since they've been at Bloomington South High School. Talk about how the team chemistry really has evolved, because in addition to three of the ladies, three of the senior standouts that we'll be talking to tonight, Mira Alderson, Bailey Silvers, and Grace Stebbins, you had a lot of great pieces. Talk about how things have come to fruition to date.
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, the senior girls have done a great job. I mean, we've got three others who are not here tonight, Sophie, Reagan, and Julia. They got in the newspaper, so we wanted to spread the media love. And then also two others, Winnie and Allie, who have done a great job with the JV team over the years. And the pieces have just, you know, tend to fall into place. I always tell the girls, look, as long as you're unified, really, it doesn't matter what you're unified for or against. And we went through a period in the middle of the year where I think they got a good job of being unified against me for a while. And that, that was all right. It wasn't the end of the world. I mean, it was...
I got to talk to the girls about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they'll have some interesting stories. I'm sure they always do. But you know what? The thing is, if anything, that might have actually brought the players closer together. And I'm a firm believer, being from, you know, a bit old school, that the coach's role is a little bit overplayed. And soccer's a game where you just want to say, hey, there's the ball. There's 11 of us and 11 of them go play. And I'm not calling timeouts. My voice has been hoarse most of the year. And you know, they don't listen to me when I holler at them anyway. So,
well,
it's their game.
You sound great. I think he sounds great. Doesn't he sound great so far? I mean, we're only about 6 or 7 minutes into this.
I'm getting
thing,
used to this fake English accent by now.
Well, I want to, before we, you know, talk more about the girls, how about you and your staff and some of the people that have been strong supporters since you've taken over this your fourth year. But talk about your staff going down to Jasper.
Well, obviously couldn't do anything without my trusty assistant coach, a.k.a. wife, Carrie, who's over there waving. She's done a great job. She's usually the one who kind of puts the arm on my arm and says, settle down. But during sectionals, she was a little bit hype herself, so we had to kind of, I had to put my arm on hers a couple of times and say, settle down. So Carrie's done a great job with me for 4 years. And then this year, we've had some really tremendous help from an old South player and a sister of Sabrina Morrison, who I think you may remember, Samantha. Samantha did an awesome job. One of the preconditions to be an assistant coach for us is, can you be here at 3:30? And and she was able to, and Sam was able to come, and she did a terrific job helping with the JV, helping with the goalkeepers, where we don't really have a goalie coach. And Grace and Bryn and Sydney have done a terrific job working on their own, working with Sam, and have got a ton better without any, you know, official goalkeeping help.
You know, Conference Indiana, both boys and girls, always, always tough every fall. Fall in, fall out. And Columbus North beat you, but you had an opportunity to play for third place within the league and shut out Franklin Central, and you've shut out everybody since. This has been the time of year when obviously you want to be playing well. So let's just kind of start with the defensive pieces that have been clicking so very well against some doggone pretty good competition now.
Yeah, for sure. And we, like you said, we haven't given up a goal since the Columbus North Conference semifinal. And I don't know if you're allowed to say that. Hope that's not like telling a pitcher that he's halfway through a no-hitter. But I feel good that we're very strong at the back. We started off the year losing one of our anticipated starters, Anna Hanel, to a to a knee injury. But a couple of players, Jordan Monson and Emma Mullen, have done a terrific job stepping in. And then the other three, Sana Hendricks, who's right over there, and Hope, who's right there too. And well, Sophie, I don't know whether Sophie made it tonight, but those three with Reagan Knorr filling in as well have been terrific, especially over the last four games. And I don't know, Grace will tell you, we probably haven't had too many tough saves to make for three or four games.
Well, Santa's still got a smile on her face. And I don't know, what was that, a 35-yarder or 40? I mean, that was that would have been good on the football field, and it got the job done. I think that was her first career goal, a big moment in her life, and congratulations there. She's having fun tonight.
Yeah.
Well, the offensive pieces, you know, we're going to talk with Bailey here in a second, but obviously she cut her teeth last year and really stood out as a junior, all-district, all-area. Talk a little about the three girls that we'll be talking to before we go to break and where their games have really evolved. Let's start with Bailey.
Okay. Well, Bailey's been a starter on the varsity team since she was a freshman. And I don't know if you know, but I coached these three girls when they were U11, U12, and U13, so they've had plenty of me by now. They'll probably be calling me next year, I think, just to hear my voice, because I know they'll probably miss it. Or maybe not. But Bailey's done a terrific job since a freshman. She's been our wide right midfielder, wide right forward, and has probably put in more crosses in the past 4 years than any of us could mention. Every year I say that she should have had twice as many assists as she does, because she just puts in good cross after good cross, and is definitely a dangerous force. And, you know, we're hoping to make the most of her the last couple of games here, because we know we're sure going to miss her next year.
Well, 24 points, 10 goals on the year, and she's the only double-figure goal scorer. But, you know, I look around, and you've got a nice-sized roster, and you've scored 45 goals. But you've spread the wealth. I mean, this has not been a one-to-man. I mean, you know, I know, been targeted at times by opposing teams. But that being said, you've got the flexibility here, Ian, to get some things done goal-scoring-wise, and you've done it.
Yeah, we've got several players who've chipped in really well. One of our incoming freshmen this year, Gaelle Wells, is I think she may be the second leading goal scorer.
Yeah.
And she comes off the bench and is a very impactful player off the bench, because our starters, you know, do a good job of wearing teams down. Emily Bird, Audrey Cadag, Riley Lukens, they work hard, you know, putting pressure on the back four. And then Gaelle has popped in and taken a bit of advantage of that and has done a terrific job. But Sophie Keller's got goals, Reagan Knorr, I mean, you know, Santa Hope's got two or three. So everyone's been putting one in. Mira's got a couple.
I was going to ask you about the Gaelle. I mean, you know, here's a freshman. Boom. And there she is. How did you come across her? I mean, has she come up through the ranks of travel soccer and what have you? Or
Gaelle, well, Gaelle's brother, Jakob, plays for the men's team. And he's been at South for two, three, probably 4 years.
Oh, yeah,
and
he's Gaelle, better.
You know, Gaelle was one of the individuals who – actually, she went to Tri-North High School, so she had the option of which high school to go to. And for various academic reasons, South ended up being the choice for her. And obviously, we're very glad to have her. She's an incredibly impactful player and still young as you know, as a freshman, so she's got plenty of things to learn. I'm a big advocate of players moving the ball and passing. So Wells is a little bit different to the way I normally coach. But you know what? Difference good. Difference effective. and we need some people who are prepared to just go at goal and you know, get goals for us, and she's done absolutely that.
Two other seniors, and we'll talk a little about, since we touched on defense, Grace Stebbins, and obviously she suffered more than just losing the sectional last year. She wasn't around due to an injury, and just talk about her bounce back and productivity and goal.
Yeah. Well, Grace had a vicious injury tripping over some carpet back in February 2015, and we were devastated to hear that she'd hurt her knee. One of those, you know, you always hope that it's something a bit more short term, but she fell to the ACL curse, and last year kind of spent a lot of time working hard, rehabbing and getting stronger and better, and I kind of forgot, because she's around so much and she's so experienced, that when she started for us this year, she'd not played for the varsity team before, because the last time she played, she was the JV captain as a sophomore. So I didn't even occur to me until she told me the start of the North regular season game that she'd never played him at varsity before, and she was a bit nervous, and I just was like, you're nervous? You're like one of our most experienced individuals. But that's just a testimony to her, because she's just, you know, she's just around all the time. You just kind of get used to it, and that's a good thing.
Well, she's done a heck of a job, yes. A standout job in what she's been able to do in goal this year in his 13-4-2 campaign with those shutouts that she's been posting. I think she might correct me, but I think 7 on the year, and that's a wagon load. Mira Alderson.
Yep. Mira's our sixth of our six seniors and our starting left midfield player. And left midfield is a tough position to play. Mira does a great job of playing left midfield as a predominantly right-footed player. And throughout the years, I was just talking to the girls earlier tonight and saying that I think on the team we have 25 people right now. We have one person who's a natural left-footed player. And I actually was a left-footed player, which meant I couldn't kick it with my right foot for most of the time. And a lot of the girls on the team, left-sided is not their strength. So both Senna, who plays left-back as a right-footed player, and Mira have done a terrific job holding down what is arguably the strongest part of the other team, because it's their right side. So Mira's done a good job. She does a lot of defending for us, gets crosses over, gets herself in shooting position. She has a heck of a shot, which I keep nagging at her. We haven't seen for a couple of games, but she had a couple of great games in the middle of the year, and we're hoping that she's going to get back on the points board in the next 24 hours.
Well, that's as good a place as any. Evansville Memorial tomorrow night down in Jasper. The first game of two semifinal games and the regional championship on the line on Saturday night. We'll talk to Mara and Bailey and Grace when we come back. Ian Rickerby, the voice, and a little bit later, Kevin Sparks and his sixth-ranked South Panthers. Woo. They're dialed in, too, and they're here on our sectional celebration night.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live.
All right.
Yogis. Welcome back, everyone. It's Tuesday night, a night of celebration. The Queens of the sectional again, third time in 4 years for an outstanding group of young ladies joining us tonight. On their way to Jasper tomorrow night to take on Evansville Memorial in the 23rd annual IHSAA tournament championship going on right now. I mentioned right at the top we had 299 boys teams, 266 girls teams, and that's a new record there. But joining us some of the young ladies that are the seniors and the hubs of this team and the integral part of the Panthers' success story. We'll start with Grace Stebbins. And Grace, just talk a little about the perseverance that you had to overcome the injury, the disappointment, not only from a physical standpoint, from a mental standpoint, watching last year a loss in the sectional championship game, and how you persevered. What got you through it?
Well, it's definitely hard tearing my ACL and just being ripped away from soccer and coming back and being a student coach and just watching Bryn and how well she did and seeing my team go on without me was really hard. But and seeing us lose sectionals was really, really hard. But coming back this year, mentally it was really hard for me to get back into the hang of things. I kind of had a mental block on some of my plays, but I definitely feel like I'm getting to the point where I'm almost back to where I was before my surgery, so I feel really good coming up for this game tomorrow.
Well, I tell you, girls are playing so well. Talk a little about the defense in front of you and how it's kind of evolved. We mentioned you won third place in Conference Indiana after a loss to Columbus North, and you haven't given up a goal since during this four-game winning streak. Talk a little about the defense up front and how it's kind of evolved going into this ball game tomorrow night.
Well, we have a great defense on South with Senna, and she's really fast. We have a lot of speed, so we can keep up with the other teams' forwards, and we're really good at just staying calm in the back and getting it out and getting it to our forwards.
Well, and the team chemistry, too. We talked with Coach about, you know, every team has its own chemistry. I mean, last year's is different than this year. How has that played itself as a positive aspect as the season has come on, especially with some of the new pieces?
Well, I've known, like, all of these girls since I was about 10 years old. So
helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And growing up with them, you kind of learn how everyone plays and what they're good at and what they can contribute to the game. And seeing the new freshmen that came in, they did really well. And I think we all had really good team chemistry this year about getting to know each other and doing team events to help get to know each other. And I think that really helped this year compared to other years.
Grace Nevins, the outstanding goalie for the South Panthers. Right next to her is Bailey Silvers. And we talked about Bailey and what she did last year as a midfielder, first team all area and second team all district. And Bailey, let's just go back to last week out at Edgewood. I thought what the guys did, since I was, took your game first and then talked about them on Monday after what they did Saturday. But you guys came out against B&L, and literally that was a great exhibition of offense. Talk about how you wrapped that doggone thing up against the Stars.
I don't know. I feel like most of the time we don't have it together in the first half, and so that's why we call ourselves the second half team. And I feel like we knew we could beat them. We knew we just needed to get that first goal in, and then once we did, we just could kind of pull it together, and we got the three goals.
Well, I tell you one thing that really worked well were the corners. That was an unbelievable advantage you had there, and that's a big asset in your offensive attack. What was it, 10-0 or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we work on corners a lot, and I feel like we have a lot of good corner takers. And I feel like, and we have good headers, and people just want to get the ball. So I feel like that helps us a lot in getting goals.
Where have you gotten better? I mean, obviously, you've matured. This is your senior year. You're into the campaign. Right when the first match started back in August, to be where you are tonight and beyond. But where have you improved as a player offensively this year?
I think when I was younger and just even in the beginning of the season, I tried to defend more and, like, there for my wide defender. But I think now I know I can get up there, take corners, take crosses, and just, like, be part of the offensive, like, urge to get up there. And I think that makes a big difference in realizing you can do it and realizing you can get up the field and helping in the offensive attack.
Well, and too, we talked a little about the flexibility of the offense. You're getting a lot of, there have been a lot of Panthers helping you with the scoring. Talk about that.
Yeah, I think it's great that we all can get in there. I mean, we have great speed and great, like, kicking, you know, like, we just have great ball skills. And I think, like, I don't know, it's great that we can do this, because when you have all the pressure on one person, that can kind of, like, ruin the team. But now we can, like, we can all move around and everything works perfectly.
What's the early word? I know, I think that school's been out the first 2 days this week, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, that came as a pretty good time. At least you can sleep. Coach didn't have you practicing in the morning, did he?
No.
Okay, that's good. What are you hearing about Evansville Memorial?
We hear that they have a great offense, but their defense isn't the best that it could be. And we're hoping that we can really push on the defense and get our first goal in before Evansville does. But we hear that they have a really good top player, the forward, and hopefully we can just shut her down.
Have you got any college plans yet? I know you want this season to go as far as it's going to go, but any interest playing at the next level collegiately?
Well, I've thought about it really hard, and I mean, I think that'd be great. But I've always wanted to, like, keep my academics in the front of my mind. And so I think, I don't know, I'm open to anything at this point.
Bailey Silvers joining us, the outstanding goal scorer, one of many on this team that's peppered the nets for 45 goals in 13 wins going into the Evansville Memorial match tomorrow night down in Jasper. Well, Mayor, I tell you, you know, being a senior and everything, just talk about the season and what it's meant to you. Talk to me a little about first what it's meant to play soccer for Coach Rickerby. And here you are, three sectional titles in 4 years. That is a real nice feat.
Yeah, well, I definitely think you asked the right person that question. Well, we've played with Ian for such a long time. Yeah. So for us, I guess it's just another season. However, I think there's more pressure since it is our last season. So I think it was the perfect time for us to advance, to win sectionals, and to end up in the first round of regionals. So I think for us, tomorrow means a lot. I mean, I know we really want to advance and go as far as possible. So,
what kind of practice team, Mira, is this? You know, sometimes teams practice well and they don't extend it, you know, on the night of the games. Has this been a good practice group to keep focus, especially with the coach and and his staff? Or do you have fun and you're loose and you regain focus when game night rolls around?
I definitely think during practice we're a little more lenient than we are during the game. I think during the game we're a lot more focused and a lot more driven to perform well.
Where's your game kind of driven itself here this fall? Where have you improved?
I think I've improved crossing it with my left foot, because as Ian talked earlier, yeah, like my left foot was never a foot that I would choose to use in a situation, so I'd always chop it back to my right foot. But I think this year I've crossed it a couple times with my left foot, and it's been pretty decent, so I'm happy with that.
Mira Alderson joining us, and along with Bailey Silvers and Grace Devins. Grace, I got to ask you what you're seeing or what you're hearing. Bailey kind of gave us the Cliff Note approach on Evansville Memorial. What are you seeing in Evansville Memorial's offense that's kind of caught your eye?
Well, I've heard that they have really great corner kicks, and they're really good in the air. And I'm not a very good jumper, so I've been practicing that in the past practices about getting up in the air and getting it before the other team does, and just, yeah.
Well, and the other half of the semifinal is identical to what the fellas are going to be running into here in a second, Evansville Memorial, and then the other two teams. And I think Evansville North and Terre Haute North, you've got familiarity with them, don't you?
Definitely. Well, for us against Terre Haute North, I think our middle kind of fell through in that game, our center mids, and I think now that we've seen how they've played and how physical they are in the middle, we can step that up and break them down a little bit.
Well, that's great. And let me, Mira, pass that over to Coach, that microphone, just for a second. I got to ask you my obvious keys to victory tomorrow for the Panthers, but I'd break it down. And the girl's so well-spoken, outstanding student athletes. Yeah. You got to be awfully proud of them. We're proud of them that they're back on top as queens of sectional soccer. But break it down tomorrow night. What's it look like against Evansville Memorial?
Well, Carrie and I were lucky enough to go down to watch them play their sectional final on Saturday against Jasper, so we got a good feel for what they do. They play a slightly different formation to us, so we're trying to figure out a couple of ways to adjust to that when they have the ball. They're a little bit more centered in midfield than we are. We tend to spread it out a bit. So we got a couple of ways that we can counter that, I hope. But as I keep telling the girls, it's not so much about us reacting to them as us trying to play our game, which has been pretty good attacking lately. You don't get a whole lot of style points at this time of the year, no. So we want to get the ball from back to forward, and we want to just put as much pressure on them as we possibly can.
How key is a good first half start?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it's good. We've won the last couple of games by a reasonable margin, but I don't think there are going to be too many more 3- and 4-goal wins in the next few games. On the other hand, Memorial came out of Jasper winning 6-0, so we're hoping to catch them a little bit overconfident, a little bit, you know, thinking that we don't have much to offer, and I really want to go at them hard in the first 25, 30 minutes and put them on their heels a bit.
Well, we wish you the best, and again, we thank you for dropping in with the girls, and Mira and Bailey and Grace, thanks for your thoughts on this outstanding sectional championship team, and take it as far as you can. Hey, no one says you can't, so it's out there to take care of things one step at a time, one game at a time, and who knows, maybe we'll have you back in here a little bit later in the fall. How's that?
Yeah, huh? That'd be great.
All right, Net the Decks, and a big round of applause for the girls. Ian Rickerby, Bailey Silvers, Mira Alderson, and Grace Stebbins. And when we come back, we'll talk with the fellas. Yeah, Kevin Sparks. How electric has this season been? My golly. 19, I'm losing track. They've won a ton, I know that. They've won 12 in a row going down to B&L. They won't have near as far to travel, and they play on Thursday night. We'll talk with Kevin and some of his high-flying Panthers, also sectional champs. When we come back, you're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Well, we're just getting warmed up, everybody. Congratulations to the girls and the best of luck tomorrow night down in Jasper against Evansville Memorial. Joining us now, the veteran head coach of the boys, sixth ranked in the state. A lone loss, and well, that game wasn't finished out. It had to be called. That was down on the south side a few games back. But, boy, I tell you, if this was a basketball team and you looked at double-figure point producers, Kevin, you got five in double figures. Well, let's just start with the balance and talk about what has been to date. And first of all, congratulations on five in a row. That in itself speaks volumes.
Well, thank you. It's all with the boys. They kind of just they do it themselves, and I give them a few ideas here and there, but they're the ones that are out on the field, you know, playing the 80-minute games every time, and they're the ones that are producing these sectional championships every year.
Well, there is a tradition at South in a lot of sports, but there's a tradition that has been built up, you know, in soccer at Bloomington South. Expect to win.
Yes.
And your senior class. We spoke to some seniors on the on Ian's team. Talk about your senior class and how they have taken that and run with it to withstand and uphold the tradition.
Well, you could tell. When they came in their freshman year, it was going to be a special class. You know, 15 seniors this year. It's a lot, but it's something that we've been able to use to our advantage from a team chemistry standpoint to an attitude standpoint and to just the ability that they've improved over these 4 years. And, you know, as freshmen, you know, a good chunk of them got a lot of varsity minutes, and we knew this was going to be something that these guys were going to build into a very dangerous team come their juniors and senior years.
Well, we have a great aggregate of young men here. Talk to me who you brought here and who we'll be talking to in a second. All have been vital cogs at both ends of the field for you.
Yes, correct. So we have all four of our captains. Three of them are seniors and one junior. We have Jason Cherry, John Bannock, Nate Sapal, and Ben Yegley. And, you know, we've got guys that play in different areas of the field. We've got John, who's, you know, our left back, who is a big part of our attack as a defender, actually. You know, he's got 13 goals and 11 assists. 13 assists.
Yeah.
And
what I got right here.
Yeah, it's been impressive. It's one of those things, you know, when I speak with other coaches before and after games, they're impressed the way we use our defenders as part of the attack. And then we've got Ben and Nate putting up a lot of goals as our center mid and our forward. Jason, who's kind of our hybrid, he kind of plays in the back, he plays in the middle, he plays up top. He's just a force anywhere we want to put him. And it's a nice piece to have that, you know, he can be put anywhere and he's going to be effective and dangerous.
You know, last year I remember talking that you had Ryan Yon, who was an outstanding keeper for you, but a guy that has certainly blended himself in nicely in goal, Nathan Pliske.
Yes, we were very fortunate. These guys go and play a lot of pickup indoors at the Bugs Gymnastics and Soccer Complex. And Nathan went out a few times with them, and these guys told me that we really need to get him involved. And he took the steps to get with some individual goalkeeping coaches, and he has stepped in, and you'd think he'd been playing for the past 4 years with us. And he's done his job. You know, he's got, I believe, 10 shutouts for him this year, and he's done exactly what we've needed him to do. And, you know, a lot of this wouldn't be there without him.
Well, and you talk about shutouts. You've won 12 in a row, and it was too bad that Lightning had to interfere, but, it was, you know, the safety of the kids and the fans, that was vital that particular night. But, boy, I tell you what, since that loss, you know, early September on, what, I mean, other than you have flat talent and are pretty doggone good, talk to me about the pieces and how the offense and defense have really come together in this 12-game winning streak, and the last five have been all shutouts.
Yeah, you know, we've just kind of had that attitude that, you know, we use everybody on both sides of the ball. You know, our forwards defend, let alone attack, and our defenders get in the attack, and while they're primarily defending as well, we use everybody from every standpoint, and everyone knows their role from a team situation that, you know, we're going to work. And a big challenge of ours lately has been to keep the shutouts going. You know, 7 of our 10 goals we've given up have been off some sort of dead ball play, whether a free kick, corner kick, penalty kick. And that's something we wanted to minimize. And because of that, we don't give up very many goals in the run of play. And I believe that's why we've been able to keep these shutouts going.
Well, I know, too, not that he was in a slump, but sometimes when you don't score for a few games, there's concern there. But Alex Fox, how about pulling out and wearing the hat the other day?
Yeah, we were talking about it recently with the forwards, just kind of getting them back into scoring some goals. And because at the beginning of the season, we were very strong with our forwards getting a lot of our goals. And then kind of through the middle of the season, we had other guys stepping up, which was great. You know, that's the nice thing, is kind of the next man up to get that opportunity for us. But recently, you know, with the forwards, we've talked to them about, you know, kind of being those dangerous guys again, which in turn takes some of the pressure off our midfielders and our backs getting forward. And Alex just, he had a night, and it was fun to watch. It was pretty special to see him kind of get back into the swing of things.
Kevin Sparks joining us, and now we want to talk to John Bannick, who is an outstanding, well, you know, he and Ben Yeagley tied at 39 points going into this have at it with Evansville Memorial on Thursday night down at BNL. But, John, thanks for coming in, my friend, and congrats on what has been an outstanding career, son. But talk a little about the envision and the focus that the team had right from the get-go to, again, you know, go out, try to win a regional, and maybe take it all the way to the state.
Well, right after our loss last year in semi-state to Center Grove, we knew that it was going to be a goal to get back and get even further than we had been the past 2 years. And it's really been a group effort and a group vision between a lot of these senior guys who have been together, who have started our freshman, sophomore, junior, and now senior year, and guys coming in like Ben, creating that chemistry. We've really worked all through the winter, all through the summer trainings, and we knew that we had the talent, and we knew we had the coaching, and that we could stick to the game plans with Sparks when it came to the big games, and we knew that we could take the steps to get us to playing at Carroll Stadium on October 29th.
Well, that's the goal, and we wish, obviously, that, you know, the best of luck, you know, being there, and I don't know why you you got to play them one at a time. Hey, we talked a little about, John, the flexibility of the offense with so many different double-figure point scores. So talk to me a little about that and how it's evolved. And obviously, it's been key in this 18-1 season.
Well, yeah, you love when you're a left back and you're able to get up and score goals and steal some from some of the guys that maybe who should have been stepping up a little bit more. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, we're able to really have a nice game plan every game where – if we're able to attack the wide channels with me and Cam as wingbacks, then we could maybe open up the middle of the park for Ben and Jakob and players like Antonio to where they're able to flourish in the game. And sometimes it's the other way around where they're able to really attack in the middle right away and they open up the wild channels for us. And so it's really just been talent both inside and out, and it's opened up gaps and really let us blossom and score a bunch of goals from all different areas on the field.
John Bannick, 13 goals, 13 assists, and 39 total points going into Evansville Memorial Thursday night at BNL. Nate Sapal joining us. My friend, welcome in. And what kind of an experience, what kind of ride has it been for you, young man, getting ready to play for another regional title?
Oh, it's been great. Like we said again about the senior class, we're so big and we're so close that we know we can get back to this next level, and we kind of bonded over in the way, same way that after semi-state that we got to get back and we got to go further, and we've just gotten a lot closer. This ride's been amazing. And I think that even with people like with juniors and sophomores, with Alex and Ben, that they've kind of bonded it with us because they understand that what they need to do and what they need to step up. And It's been really fun. There's not another way to describe it than like that. I just love all these guys.
Talk to me a little about the defense of this team and how it's evolved. John said there's been obviously a good blend of it. You've been spectacular throughout the course of these last 5 games. I mean, no one has scored on you. But just talk a little about that side of the field.
It's been great. I mean, we have a lot of people that have stepped up. Like one of our new center backs, Luke Domer, he's just now gotten put in that position of center back, and he's stepped up, and he's putting a lot of clean sheets out. And they just kind of work together as a whole, our whole back line. We've been just doing really well with each other, and we've been working as one with what you need to do when you play soccer.
Where have you improved, Nate, this year?
Where
do you feel? I mean, give me your strong points. I mean, you know, if someone was in here from Evansville Memorial, say, man, I got to take care of Sepal tomorrow night or Thursday night. I mean, you know, what are your strengths?
My strong points are, I mean, yeah. It's...
What?
Well, I can help Nate out here. Nate's one of those guys who, he's very feisty. You know, he's not the biggest guy
he's
out on
aggressive.
The field. But he plays, you know, he plays like a 6'5" guy. You know, he goes up for the headers. You know, last year, one of his goals against Memorial in the regionals, he had a header over, you know, their center backs who were both over 6 feet tall. So Nate's your guy that you forget about sometimes on the field that he's gonna get where he needs to be. He's got a great shot. One of the things he's been working on is his more of a finesse shot, and that's what he's kind of helped him lately get back into the scoring. But he's one of those guys. He sits in the gaps. He's very energetic. He brings a lot of energy. Obviously, he's one of our captains, so he leads very well out on the field, directing guys, helping guys stay focused and set up. And you know, he's done well as that forward paired with Alex Fox.
All positive points, young man. That's what I was trying to bring out. And
yeah,
great attributes to have.
I mean, to be pesky,
aggressive, and know that the opponent knows you're there,
yeah,
and you're going to cause some havoc.
Yeah.
You don't have to score goals. You know what I'm talking about. What are you finding out about Evansville Memorial now? Talk to me about Thursday night's match, Nate.
Well, we know they're a great team. I mean, we've seen them in the past, and last year it was a great game. It was only a 2-0 game, and we know that they're very strong with their forwards, and that's like their highlight. They want to get to their forwards, but I mean, as a team, they want to keep the ball, which is great, like great soccer. They want to possess. And we know that, I mean, they're going to give it their all. I mean, it's regionals, you know, and you don't want to go home. I mean, they're just going to give it 110%. We're going to try to match that.
Nate Sepal joining us along with John Bannock and Jason Cherry. And we'll get to Jason in a second. Does that mic run down as far to Mr. Yeagley? Yeggs, how you doing, son?
I'm good. How are you?
I couldn't be any better, and not as well as you that 1 week. What was it, about 3 weeks ago? What did you have, 8 goals in a week? Talk a little about that stretch where you were El Fuego.
Yeah, I had 7 goals in a week. We played Franklin Central, North, and Martinsville. And I like to say that it's just me finding my scoring streak, but really it's just when I get opportunities from our team. And I think when we had to step up to the challenge of playing North, they knew that we had to find goals, and I was just lucky to be on the end of all of them.
Ben, that the other night against Bloomington North, throw out the final score. That was a clinic. Talk a little, I mean, at both ends, wasn't it?
I mean, it didn't feel like a 7-0 game. Like, we all have respect for North, and I think we did win that game and deserved a win, but when we put most of our shots on target and goal, you have to respect them, but also it's great that we're so clinical once we're getting our regionals, because we're not going to get as many opportunities against those really good teams, especially if they go up and we need to go find a goal.
You got to make the most of your opportunities, but hasn't that been a strong point of this team?
Yeah, it's great. We're not taking that many shots compared to our goal scoring. Like, we're probably on pace for double our goals last season, and we're taking around the same shots. I mean, it's great to have so many different players scoring. Like, last year, our highest scorer, Dale Moore, he had 14 goals all season, and we have our left back with 13 already.
Hey, how about this battle you're waging with Mr. Bannock here? Is there good, fun competition there? I mean, you both have 39 points. John has 13 goals. You have 14. I mean, you know, you having fun with it, being an underclassman?
Yeah, I mean, he keeps coming close to me, but I keep pulling away in the goals. I think he finds a lot of goals on the ends of crosses. He probably has about 10 headers. And I think if I was taller, I'd have at least 20 goals. So it's really not much of a contest.
I tell you what. What are you you said it in essence. Everybody now, as you try to make it to the Elite Eight in your class and what have you, all teams are tough. What do you figure some of the keys will be Thursday night for you guys attacking Evansville Memorial?
Really, it's about our transition and making sure we're all up to get the most of our chances in the front end of the field. Because in a couple of games where it's been tight, we really haven't found our foot in the offensive half. And we've consistently had great defense all season. Like, we barely give up any goals. But it's really going to be a test to get past Evans Memorial, especially with our size.
Well, Ben, you've had a great year and you've had a great career, and it's you got another year, but I know you want to make this one memorable as possible. And thanks for I know it's been a big thrill for you to come back and play here with your buddies and to play for another championship. Ben Yeagley, let's talk now to Jason Cherry, another senior, and Ben, the underclassman. But it's been, Jace, a good blend. We talk about the team chemistry. How have you seen it evolve this season as you get ready for this regional on Thursday night?
Well, Joe, first of all, thanks for having us out here. I really appreciate the sentiment. As far as chemistry goes, I think you would be hard-pressed to find a team of guys that are more friendly with each other. Weekends after practice, we're always hanging around. We really get along well, and I think that certainly translates into the field of play. The way we move the ball, the way we play off each other, run off balls, we know each other very deeply, at a deep intrinsic level, and the way we move, I think it'll be hard. You'll be hard pressed to find a team that can beat us.
You know, Jace, too. Grace and the girls were talking about how long they played. Going back to youth, I mean, you know, travel teams. How long have you been playing soccer, and how long have you been buddies on the soccer field and off with these guys?
I might be the exception. I moved into Bloomington in sixth grade, but the majority of the seniors have been playing together since they were, you know, 5-6 years old. But so I'm not really the person to ask about my involvement with them, but as far as the team as a whole, we've been together for the last 8 or 9 years doing the Cutters Travel Soccer, Alliance Travel Soccer. We're always together.
You know, we were talking with Nate about strengths. I mean, you know, individual strengths. You're seniors. So talk about your leadership role, how that's kind of evolved for you, and how you go about it.
Yeah, I don't know if I certainly consider myself a leader on the field. I really just go out and do what needs to be done, make things happen. I think every guy on the field is a leader in their own ways, and we all work together for a common goal. And I think that's all you can ask.
Well, the common goal has been W after W, and they are, you know, and I took a look at, again, Jason Cherry joining us along with the other fellows on the Panthers here tonight. Give my best to Matt Getty, by the way. I didn't see him around anyway, and a few other guys that I've gotten to know over the years. Nathan, best of luck to you tomorrow or Thursday night, son. And obviously, John, in your battle with Mr. Yeggs. And Hoosiers play tonight, getting ready to put that ball on the field down at Linfield against third-ranked Louisville. But thanks for coming, boys, and the best of luck. And like we threw the invite out to the girls, this party ain't over yet, okay? So we'll have another one here this fall. Yeggs, good seeing you. Before we leave, you know, just like Ian, Kevin, you take a look at this one tomorrow night. Familiarity. John talked about it. Nate talked about last year. Talk to me a little about Evansville Memorial, what you're expecting, what you want to see.
I mean, they're a great team, well-coached as well. Coach Bill Veith has been there for a long time and a very good coach, someone I've gotten to speak with many times. They'll be ready. They're always a good team. They've always got great players. And they've got some guys that are returning from last year's group that lost to us. So they'll be hungry to avenge that. And they play a great schedule. They play a lot of top teams. So, you know, they see good teams all the time. So they know what level they need to play with. And that's something we're going to have to match. you know, it's going to be a good game. One of the things that, you know, we've kind of been through a lot this year is we've scored early and often, and this is going to be one of those games where, you know, that could test us. You know, we're going to have to, you know, kind of wear them down and work certain ways and adapt to certain things at times. But if we can do that, it can be a very good game, and it can be something where we can get back to where we've been the past couple of years.
Well, we wish you the best, and going for the three-peat regional-wise when it's all said and done. And again, what time you guys play Thursday night? You in the first game?
We play Thursday night at 6 p.m., and the game actually got moved to Jasper, as well as where the girls is. The fields at Bedford or at B&L decided that they weren't in the best of conditions, so they've been moved to Jasper, and we're excited for that. We played down there this season against Jasper, and they've got a great facility. We like to play in the Bermuda grass that they have down there. That's kind of our style of grass, allows us to play the way we want to.
Great.
So we're excited for that.
Well, thanks for letting me know. I was totally unaware of that. So Jasper Thursday night.
Jasper Thursday at 6.
And again on Saturday, and,
yep.
And we'll continue this this story of boys Bloomington South soccer a little bit later in the fall. Kevin, great seeing you. Thanks to you guys. Best of luck to you. We'll be back to close it out. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from you. Well, wrapping up things tonight, and again, we thank Kevin Sparks for telling us the site change down to Jasper Thursday night for the boys, and the girls play there on Wednesday night. Same opponent, Evansville Memorial, as we get rolling in the regional. The employee of the week, by the way, here at Yogi's this week, good friend of mine, David Jack, does an outstanding job for the staff and management here. Don't forget IU soccer on the big screen right here coming up at 7 o'clock, 10th-ranked Indiana and number 3 Louisville in the zone. Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6 tomorrow night. And then our football game, North Terre Haute South on Friday night. Big screen homecoming. Go Hoosiers against Nebraska. For Will Boatman, Joanna, and Mike Lascott, all of our sponsors. That's the story. You've been listening to Sports Talk on News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 WGCL. Good night, everyone.